That's about the time that mother and father went up for a weekend in cold weather, and the new house was very largely built. All the rock work was finished, and it was terribly unattractive because no interior decorator had even looked at it. And we went into the dining room. It was the first time mother had been there, I think, with father. And certainly it was the first time I'd been there with both of them, when they looked into the dining room and saw that there was no view of the mountains east, no view because of the three rock walls. There was no window at all of any kind over the sideboard, which was built in, and there was a French door, as you now find them, on each side of the sideboard, and a cupboard next to the French door. But those doors looked out onto rock walls, which were the walls of the porch and supporting walls of the second floor. And mother almost died of disappointment. I don't remember her weeping. And she said, "Oh, how horrible, we've cut off our view." And father said, "But you can go out on the porch and look at the view," the eternal optimist. And mother said, "But I don't want to go out on the porch and look at the view at one of the meals. I want to sit there and look at the beautiful mountains on the east, see the sun rising." And he said, "You never doubted, son, maybe. I'm making a little bit up now." But I remember distinctly how unhappy she was. And then father said, "But you don't have to be so unhappy. It's not too late to knock the rocks out." And that was a new idea. The rocks were all knocked out, and that whole huge Gothic window was put in. And that is as clear a memory as if it happened.
Oh, I know that happened.
Oh, you mean that was a solid rock wall?
It was a solid rock wall, and the architect's drawing showed four windows. Two on the valley side, two on the east, and when they were all built, and that huge rock wall with, actually, the plastering may not have even been finished. I don't think it could have been finished, because mother and father would have seen the wall before the plaster was put up. It was just so terribly disappointing to mother. And father saved the day by saying it could be knocked out. And then everybody stopped sobbing.
Well, do you really remember mother sobbing?
No. I said
that.
I just finished
saying. You said everybody stopped sobbing.
Well, spiritually sobbing.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't remember mother just sobbing over anything like that.
No, but I said I didn't think she cried.
No, but I was just thinking of...
She was not a sobber.
Of she was certainly was not a sobber in public.
But she did weep for weeks. I mean weeks, when she came back after they cut that oak tree where the piano now stands. The oak tree was going to be outside of that wall. And the design showed the terrace built around that glorious oak. It was one of the glued roof. There's only one left now except the one that's been so terribly injured. So if you count the one that's injured, still standing down by the water hydrant, and the one that is there just north of the terrace and west of the house, there was a third one which was going to be part of the house, so to speak. The terrace was going to be built around it as in pavements are built in Williamsburg, but on the trees they brought in. This tree was a very, very fine tree, and when mother came back and found it cut, she wept and wept and wept and wept. And every day she would start grieving again. It was very serious. Nobody could put the tree back. The house had been planned around the tree.
And this was done by the builders without realizing it?
I don't think the head builder ever admitted he'd done it. There was no lawsuit about it. I'm sure there's no lawsuit.